Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amets.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm very excited about having our good friend Olala Jinga back on the show. In the previous segment, when I told you she was coming, once again, I didn't take license with her name. I just said it wrong. It's Olala Jinga. And I don't, never mind how it's spelled. And she's the CEO of Yellowwood Group, the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Marketing Moments, 37 marketing moments of marketing, I should say. And more importantly, she's our friend. Thank goodness she's our friend. Olala, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be back. I appreciate it.
Only a friend would allow me to redeem myself with your name, Olala.
Hey, it's all good. There are no worries here. When your name is Olala Jinga, you got to have a sense of humor. I just roll with the punches.
Absolutely. Hey, Olala, as everybody knows, we're running out of year. 2011 is fast. The end of it is fast approaching, and this is a great time for small business owners to sort of look around them and say, okay, what worked? What didn't work? What do we take into next year? What do we leave behind us? Publish an article every year on what I call December cleaning. Your grandmother did spring cleaning, and I say small business owners should do December cleaning so they don't take any baggage into the next year that held them back this year. Don't replicate the mistakes. And you've got some things on your mind along those lines. Will you talk to us about those?
Absolutely. It is funny to me how a lot of small business owners cringe about corporate stuff. You know, they don't want to do anything the way that corporate America did.
It's amazing how they are about that, isn't it?
It is, but there
even when it's things that are really good.
Exactly. Like, that's exactly what I'm going to share with you. It's like there's some things that we can actually glean from corporate, and we just need to retool them for the small business market. So the first thing is, there are three things, and the first is review key processes, and I kind of put them.
Now that sounds like corporate speak there, Olala.
It does, but it doesn't have to be like this stuffy.
Review key processes. We'll leverage these, and blah blah blah.
We're not going to do any leveraging, but we are going to, you know, ask the question, you know, what's working, and if it's working, document it. I'm not really sure why small business owners have.
Well, one of the reasons, Olala, is I don't think that they think of what they do as a process.
Literally.
Anything, I don't think they think of any of the things they do as a process.
Absolutely. And
so, review key processes, what would a small business owner call a process?
Well, the way information comes into the business and how that information is going to go out, to who it goes out. There are different tiers to customers. Structures. And in fact, what I was going to share with you is this came up for my business last year. I got a parasite that almost killed me, literally, last year. And we found out very quickly that we had a process that was broken, which was how do you let certain clients know discreetly that, you know, that the big cheese is down, and then how do you let other people know? And so my husband, thinking he was helping, put an autoresponder on my email that said, there was a significant medical emergency, and all blank broke loose because the people were getting these emails and, you know, and they wanted to know what was wrong. So the phone went crazy and email went crazy. And so for us, a key process was, what is the flow of communication?
Right.
Who is responsible for, you know, kind of keeping the
documents? If something happens, how do we inform people without upsetting them or without hurting the business or whatever? Yeah.
So that was a process for us. So if it's working, go ahead and document it. But if it's not working, plan for some change. And that change could be a change to who's doing it. It could be a different piece of software that you might need, a different way of doing it. But if it's kind of sort of working, like it's being duct taped together. It's a great time of year to look at, should you get an outside opinion, which is what I ended up doing. You know, get an outside opinion. Bring someone in to help you look at the situation a little differently, sew up some loose ends, and research better options. It's funny what we spend time Googling, but we don't think about Googling the stuff that actually will support us for success.
Well, maybe part of that includes upgrading software. Maybe the software you have, you've gotten comfortable with it, but you're so comfortable with it, you don't realize that it's antiquated, and the new stuff would save you an hour a day.
Absolutely. Software is a great example. Another great example are contracts. You know, you keep the same contracts, you know, if you're a service-based business like I am, you know, you get used to just sending off a contract or a letter of agreement. But December is a great time to evaluate what's inside of your contract. Is this language still true? Should you change some of the terms? And so it's one of those things that's under the umbrella of reviewing key processes that may sound very corporate-y, but has a lot of value for the small business community.
Let me throw something else out of here, Olala, that's something that small business owners are good at, and big businesses are not so good at. And that's making sure that the processes that you have don't just work for you, but they work for your customers.
Absolutely.
How many times do we do business with big companies and they have a process, they have a policy, but it's not good for me as a customer.
Right.
And small business owners can't afford that.
Right. Absolutely. And it's funny because I tell people, customers don't care about your process. Like, just the fact that you do something a certain way means nothing to your customer. So unless you're making a great pizza and you have a certain way that you layer the ingredients, unless you're in that business, customers don't care about your process, and they really do see your process as a hindrance to what it is that they really want.
The quickest way to get me to do an about face and run out the door is for an employee to tell me, well, that's our policy.
Wow. Yeah.
I've actually heard that from a small business, and that's amazing.
That is a little bit amazing.
Yeah,
I'm not saying you have to have, you know, no rules, but certainly there should be some flexibility to them. So,
you know, it could be the hours you're open might not, you know, maybe you need to look at that. That's more of a practice than a policy. But I mean, those are the kinds of things, folks. Evaluate everything. Olala is right, is correct. Evaluate everything that you're doing to make sure that it's still serving you, but most importantly, it's still serving your customers. Olala, give us your website, please.
Sure, it's olala.com, O-L-A-L-A-H.
I like it. Quick break. When we come back, we're going to get Olala to help us with the same thing, only we're going to talk about profit and people. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
And we are airplanes today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.